Connor Happer, Josh Hodson back with you on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. My Aussies have a 1-0 lead 11 minutes into the match. How about that?
All right, park the bus. It's over. Play defense for the next 80-some minutes.
On Twitter, they're calling them the Socceroos.
Love it.
I am all the way in on Australia soccer. Maybe if they get this done against France, it'd be an all-time embarrassment for the country of France.
Anything's possible. Argentina lost today, so.
Yeah, watch out.
Day of upsets in Qatar.
You never know in Nebraska. Nebraska, I guess, could win on Friday, too, theoretically. But the USA could win on Friday against England. You never know. Maybe Wales is a powerhouse. Have we ever thought about that possibility?
I don't think we have.
Australia almost just scored again, I think.
Wow. France choking.
Oh, never mind. France is taking a corner now. Okay, I got to stop trying to talk about soccer. It's going to be a problem for me. All right, coaching search. A new name popped up yesterday. That name was Bronco Mendenhall. Bronco country, let's ride. The quick response that I got from that, from the people, the great people of the state of Nebraska, was thanks but no thanks. Pass. Just popped up out of nowhere. We have a report in the last 2 hours, I guess a catching up where things stand situation here on Nebraska from Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports. Would you like to hear this report?
Would love to hear it.
Dodd writes this. Did Matt Rhule turn down the Cornhuskers this weekend? That was the word from several sources. Rhule had been the number one candidate to replace Scott Frost. If Rhule has indeed taken his name out of consideration, that isn't necessarily a statement about the quality of the job. It's still a heavy lift for whoever takes over Nebraska, but for Rhule, it may be further indicator that he intends to sit out 2023 to rest and retrench. Now, by the way, just sidebar here, not what I got when, you know, he's on the NFL Network and he's on, like, podcasts talking about how he's itching to get back in, how much he misses coaching, and he just misses having the whistle and blowing the whistle. I did not get the sense that he was a guy that was just, you know, waiting out for opportunities and he's going to sit out of here. But anyway. Dodd continues, Rhule is at a point in his career where he can have his pick of jobs and not have to settle. His first two college jobs were bottom of the barrel, last place types like Temple and Baylor, but he made his reputation with his worst to first success stories. If Rhule is no longer available, does Nebraska turn its attention to Kansas's Lance Leipold? The 58-year-old coach has deep roots in the state of Nebraska as a former analyst at Nebraska Omaha and assistant under Frank Solich with the Huskers. Has the shine worn off, though? The Jayhawks started 5-0 and were ranked, but will finish 6-6 if they lose to Kansas State this weekend. Another name to watch at Nebraska. Hello. Are you ready for another one?
I'm always ready. Love a new name.
Washington first-year coach Kalen DeBoer.
Oh, a lot of people clamoring for him lately.
Just popped up. Just popping up. By the way, over at just a quick break here, off to Auburn. Not that kind of break. A quick break from the Nebraska talk. So there was a report that was circulating last night about Lane Kiffin going to Auburn, and then Lane Kiffin put the guy in a body bag on Twitter.
Just murdered him.
However, did not explicitly say, I'm not going to Auburn.
True.
Notably missing. Dodd checks in on Auburn as well. Lane Kiffin's going to get paid by either Auburn as its number one target or by Ole Miss in a retention play. And then if Kiffin stays, Auburn would look then at Hugh Freeze, potentially. So here's what I'm gathering right now. Rhule is either Nebraska or he's out, or he's waiting for something else to pop up.
Depends on how the dominoes fall.
Yep. But, you know, Dodd says he may have turned down Nebraska last week. That's maybe what you heard about Matt Rhule coming in and, you know, hanging out on a jet or whatever it might have been. So you've heard Leipold and Klieman pop up more so this week, I think, than last. I think this is just, this is from my, from, you know, putting pieces together from things that I've heard. I don't think Matt Campbell is out of this. So I think that's sort of where we're at. I think you're dealing with a Leipold, Klieman, Campbell, you know, which shocking, right? Weren't those the exact first three names we thought of for this job back in September? Those are verbatim the names.
The exact three.
I've been thinking a lot about the timing of all this over the last couple days, and this is all hindsight now, but I do think the timing has sort of worked against Trev a little bit here. And that's not because, I don't know if that's because explicitly of anything he's done or hasn't done. I think they got some bad breaks with some high priority, you know, targets like Campbell. If they would have fired Frost and hired Campbell last year, I don't think anybody bats an eye at that. In fact, I think it's welcomed. Matt Campbell's in a different place right now. That doesn't make him a worse coach, by the way, but it makes the landing a little bit bumpier.
So yeah, Matt Campbell's not going to win the press conference this offseason.
And I think that's sort of what you're dealing with. And you know, I've thought about this too. You think about we sit here and we talk to the same, you know, general set of people every day. And so I have an understanding in my brain, and I take that to mean, you know, a good portion of the Nebraska fan base, or at least a sample of it. You know, but what I hear from you guys is you don't like much of anybody right now. And that's okay.
I'll cop to that too. Yeah, there's nobody I'm super excited about right now.
I'm willing to, you know, admit that that's not everybody in the Nebraska fan base. But if we're using that as a jumping off point for what next week is going to be like, or Sunday or Saturday or whenever the new coach is announced, I think it's going to be a bumpier landing than any of us, or that I certainly, I'll just speak for myself, I guess, it's going to be a bumpier landing than I anticipated for Nebraska's next coach. Now, what happens in the immediate aftermath? What kind of staff does that person bring along? Who comes in out of the transfer portal? What do you... You know, what happens with Casey Thompson / what happens at the quarterback position? What's recruiting like before the first signing period? That can quell those concerns really quickly. But it's a sort of unique thing. At least it's probably the direct opposite as it was in 2017 when Scott Frost was hired, when everybody sort of knew it was going to be him. And nobody wanted to poke holes in it. Just because they have a bumpy landing doesn't mean it's going to be bad. But I do think the landing might be bumpy. That's okay. I've had great flights where the landing was just a little, you know. you just hit
got to your destination just fine. Had a great time.
You're there.
Didn't you?
Yeah, you're there. I mean, you got off and, you know, you did whatever you're going to do in the town, but. You know, you hit a little bump when you landed. There was a brief moment of like, oh, ooh. Maybe there were a couple people in the back clapped. Good job.
How do we feel about those people?
I think the threshold for clapping is too low.
Okay.
I think you can clap, but only if it really, really feels life or death. But, yeah, I think the threshold's a little bit too low. But the timing is interesting in terms of not only how it lands around here, but also, you know, what kind of coaches you're after, too. So you think about Campbell. I think Nebraska's one of their top two or three targets at this point is Lance Leipold. I think Lance Leipold is a really good coach. And I think one thing that's happened over the last 2 months is people have had the time to talk themselves out of everybody. I've talked about this a little bit before, but people have had the time to sort of talk themselves out of everyone. And you're looking at the resume, and you know, I think that's another reason why Urban Meyer keeps popping up, because people look at resumes and they say, we need a proven winner. And you're like, okay, well, that should be easy to find. Let's just look at all the resumes. And Urban Meyer is the only person, make no mistake about it, he's the only person with the ironclad Wikipedia page. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, Ed Orgeron got a ring.
That doesn't make him the right guy for the job or the only guy for the job. And so I think we just had time to sort of sit on this and think about it. And I don't know where this is going to end up, but I don't know how many people are realistically in play for this, but I know how many names we've heard over the last 24, 48, 72 hours and how many we will hear the rest of the week. And, you know, it's hard to tell exactly where we are.
Lance Leipold's only won 8 games at Kansas, Connor. You can't hire him.
I think you can.
8 is more than 6.
If you're
asking, which is how many Nebraska has won in the last 2 years.
Josh, I'll ask you and you can ask me right back. Same question. If I'm giving you Leipold, Klieman, Campbell, who's your pick?
Leipold, Klieman, or Campbell?
Yep. Who do you want? Not who do you think is going to get the job. Who do you want?
Let me look up Kleiman's record against Kansas State. Or do you have it right in front of you?
I don't have it right in front of me, but it's pretty good. And you might go in the Big 12 championship game, and they might be in a, you know.
I think I'd go Klieman over Leipold by a hair.
Okay. Ask me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Connor?
Yeah.
Klieman, Leipold, or Campbell? Who would you like to see hired?
Lance Leipold.
Okay.
Lance Leipold.
There's sort of that big swing with Leipold, like, well, you might be buying low on a guy who ends up being a really great coach.
I think all three of those coaches lack a ceiling that people might really, really want and crave in a situation like this. But I don't know if that's what Nebraska is after, and I don't think that's what Nebraska needs. And I think all three, if it is the three, and I think there's more, get you back to a point where you could win 7-8 games a year, compete for divisional titles, and then sort of make a decision about who you are after that. I like Leipold because of the familiarity. He seems to always have some sort of a affinity for the University of Nebraska. He's been here before. That doesn't make Chris Klieman a worse coach, but I appreciate the familiarity and the sort of understanding of it.
The tweets from the Kansas football account.
And by the way, I think KU's offense is a little bit more portable, I guess.
Okay.
Sorry, keep going.
The tweets from the Kansas football account this week have been interesting.
Yeah. Well, there was the Kelly Leipold tweet about how they're going to be back next year.
It's really weird because you can look at it through the prism of, oh, they're trying to hype up the fan base before Leipold leaves, or they're trying to hype up the fan base because Leipold is staying.
They're begging Leipold to stay.
Yeah.
They're doing everything they can to beg Leipold to stay because they know the situation right now. By the way, each of those coaching staffs, each of those people that I mentioned, I imagine would take one last crack at a quarterback that we watched on TV last night.
You got to try.
Yep. Don't know if it would amount to anything, but I imagine that all three have a very close familiarity with him and his body of work and recruited him. Just not the coach in the state. Scott Frost will have to think about that during his incarceration. Robin Washit's up next on 1620 The Zone. We are proud to support Share Omaha's Giving Tuesday on November 29th, coming up in just about, a week here. Because it's Tuesday, right? Giving Tuesday. Support your favorite nonprofits through Share Omaha and the newly launched Share Iowa. Giving Tuesday is a partnership between Share Omaha, Share Iowa, with support from Core Bank for hashtag Giving Tuesday 402. That's us. And TS Bank for hashtag Giving Tuesday 712. Want to donate before November 29th or find ways to volunteer on Giving Tuesday? Visit Share Omaha or Share Iowa's websites for a list of nonprofits that need support this holiday season. And you can find that at 1620thezone.com.